Sarah McIntyre, community nurse. It was not too long after Sarah McIntyre, a graduate nurse from Battle Creek, rejoined Ellen White's staff until she was involved in caring for the sick and injured in the community for some miles around. The nearest physician was 20 miles distant, and charged £5 to make a visit. On Friday, July 23, a young man named Clautson came running to the house all the way from Dora Creek to report that a young man there was very sick with inflammation of the lungs and would die unless he had help, wrote Ellen White. The family is large and they are not poor, but most bitterly opposed to Seventh-day Adventists. The father of this large family will not allow one of our faith to step foot on or across his premises. We thought this might be an opportunity to break down this prejudice. Sarah and May White went as soon as they could gather up articles to take with them to help the sick man. They found him with his eyes glazed, he was unconscious. The room was full of his parents and brothers and sisters. There were no windows open, not a crack of air for ventilating the room. Sarah took charge at once, told them that they were killing him, that the lungs must have food, good, pure air. All must leave the room but those required to wait on him. She examined the house and told them he must be moved into the sitting room. First, she directed that his bowels, which were burning hot, be relieved by an enema, administered by two brethren who were present. Then a cot was brought in, and Sarah made it up. Then, all unconscious of everything, he was moved by four men onto the cot, and plenty of air was given him. He fell asleep for the first time since Monday. After remaining until the afternoon was nearly gone, Sarah and May returned. But the good work started by Sarah was cut short. A physician who had been sent for before Sarah was called, and who had waited on the young man earlier in the week, came belatedly on Friday evening. He was surprised to find the young man had made a change for the better and was rational. When told what treatment the patient had received, the doctor said it could not be bettered, declared the young man free from fever, and left word to give him a drop or two of liquor if he had sinking spells. When William Clautson came in a bit later, he found a blazing fire in the room and the windows all closed. He put the fire out, threw the wood out of doors, opened the windows, and bathed the patient's face and head. "You are a good fellow, Billy Clautson," the patient said. "You know what to do for a fellow. I feel better." The father and brothers were drinking rum when Clautson left, and proposed giving some to the sick man. "Don't give him a drop. If you do, it will kill him," Clautson admonished. They said they would not give him any. His brothers told Clautson that he was the only member of the family who would not drink, he would never touch it. But after Clautson left, they thought he was weakening and gave him liquor. When Clautson called in the morning, he found the young man was dead. "You gave him liquor," he charged. The family admitted they had, and in doing so were responsible for the death of the son.